ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दहृदश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। After saying that yajñas are the place where Brahman permanently resides, that means Brahman can be attained through performance of yajñas, Krishna says as to the two views of how we should behave again. So this is the same thing that he has already spoken about, as one is like mithyacharam and second is the person who has karma asakti, and the third as like a person who is doing yajna. So here, like, rather than a person who is doing yajna, Krishna is going to speak about a person who is unaffected by karma. So it's both the same meaning. One is kind of sadhana, the other is kind of the goal, or the person who has achieved the goal through yajna, how he will be. So the very next shloka, he says the fault of a person who doesn't follow yajna, again, which he has already said, but he is again reiterating the same thing. Evam pravartitam chakra.
एवं प्रवर्तितं चक्र
नानुवर्तयति ययः
नानुवर्तयति ययः
अघायुर् इन्द्रिया रामो
अघायुर् इन्द्रिया रामो
मोघं पार्थ स जीवति
मोघं पार्थ स जीवति।
So evam pravartitam chakra. So the chakram, or the cycle that happens, like Brahman and then Annar, Bhavanti Bhutani, Parjanya Dhanna Sambhavaha, the entire cycle. So this cycle happens again and again. This is what we basically call as samsaram. But the difference being that if we are aware of this chakram, if we know that this chakram is working, or how this chakram is working, then we will be able to overcome the chakram. Rather than being inside the chakram, we will be able to get above the chakram. We will be able to go beyond or transcend the chakram, thereby being unaffected by the chakram. And in order to do that, in order to go beyond this chakram, go beyond karma, all sorts of karma, we have to first do yajna karma. First do karma as yajna, then we'll be able to go beyond karma. So it's not, if we want to go beyond or transcend karma, then we'll have to use karma. And once we do a particular type of karma, which is yajna karma, then we overcome karma. So this is like a person doing long jump. While doing long jump, he'll be using a stick to do the long jump. Sorry, not long jump, high jump. In order to do high jump, he'll use a long stick to do high jump. But once he crosses over, he'll drop the stick. Similarly, yajna karma, a person has to do yajna karma in order to cross over. Once he crosses over, yajna karma is also of no use. He just drops it off. So the word is, can use chakra, but like I think that the word that Gita uses is pravartitam chakram, since it is a subject, dvitiya vibhakti here, so एवं प्रवर्तितं चक्रं न अनुवर्तयति यति इह यः. सो एवं प्रवर्तितं चक्रं द इन दिस वे द चक्रं दैट वर्क्स इन दिस वे दैट चक्रं यः हु अनुवर्तयति. अनुवर्तयति मीन्स follows or copies. So anuvartayati means if rules are said, a person is following it. Anuvartayati iha, here. Na means he doesn't follow. So this is the chakra present here. If a person doesn't follow it, if a person is not following the chakra here, then mogham partha, o partha, o partha, mogham, mogham sajivati, sajivati. He lives. We can't say he doesn't live. So he still lives. But mogham. So mogham means vyartham, without any purpose. So he lives here without any purpose at all. So that is the meaning here. So mogham. Mogham means vritha, or without any purpose he lives. And aghayuhu. So aghayuhu means agam, agam ayuhu. Agam means papam, agam ayuhu means jivanam or life. So one's life is based on papam. So agayuhu is a person whose life is based on papam. Why papam? Because he steals from the devatas, because he has forgotten Brahman. Therefore he is papam, papa jivanam. And indriya aramah. Indriya aramaha. Aramaha means a person who is immersed, or who is established, who is enjoying in a way. So indriya arama means like a person who is depending on the indriya. That means like through the indriya he enjoys the indriya artha or the vishaya. So indriya ramaha means person who uses the indriya to enjoy vishayam. So a person who doesn't follow this, one, he is living a sinful life. Two, he is enjoying sensual pleasures. And three, his life itself becomes vyartham. Why vyartham? Because it is a papa jivanam. A papi can never succeed in life. A papi can never get bliss. Therefore, his life is of no use. Life itself is for enjoying anandam, eternal bliss, not any other thing. And he is living a papa jivanam. He is living a papa jivanam. From the vyavaharika level, he is living a papa jivanam because he is stealing from the devatas. And from the paramarthika level, he has forgotten his own nature. So what greater sin is there than forgetting that our own nature is dadvitiya satyam? Our own nature is that of nirguna parabrahman. If we forget our own nature of nirguna parabrahman, then what else is really there in life? There is nothing in life. It is a papam because we don't even know our own nature. Our own nature has been forgotten. And life, if we take it that, okay, this life we have achieved in order to know our own nature, which we have forgotten, then obviously that is the greatest papam. What we should be doing, we are not doing. So in the Shastra, papam is like something which is prohibited. So doing of prohibited actions, or non-doing of like prescribed action as well. So here it means that a person who doesn't follow the spiritual path to realize his own nature of Brahman, which is the action that is prescribed, and instead the prohibited action of enjoying is being done without remembering Brahman, without knowing Brahman. Enjoyment with knowing Brahman is fine, as Krishna himself has explained in the earlier shlokas.
यस्तु इंद्रियाणि मनसा नियम्य आरभते अर्जुन कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगमसक्तः स विशिष्यते.
सो ए पर्सन हू इज एंजॉयिंग वाइल रिमेंबरिंग ब्रह्मन and doing karmas as an yajna, that is fine. But a person who is forgetting his own nature of Brahman and getting and indulging in sensual pleasures, that is a papam, and that papam makes his life without any purpose. Mogham means without any purpose. We'll continue in the next day with like Krishna's beautiful analysis of a jnani state, which he has already spoken about, that okay, a person who is unaffected by karma is a jnani, but he was speaking from the sadhana or sadhaka's perspective, whereas here he is going to speak from the jnani's perspective about his state with respect to karma. We'll see that in the next day. I'm sure.